Welcome to part two of the 2008-09 AATP 11D podcast. Part one was about getting ready for submission and making sure that we know what is required and where we obtain all the information that we need. In this part, I want to go into the detail of how to calculate and report the expense payments and benefits to be included on the 2008-09 P11Ds and, where relevant, Forms P9D. The starting point is the basic rule that the cash equivalent or value of the item to be reported is normally the cost to the employer or to any other third-party provider. We then have the exceptions to the basic rules because of specific legislation, and this covers live-in accommodation, vouchers, car and fuel benefit charges, and company vans. The details to be shown on the P11D include the full cost and any amount made good by the employee or from which income tax was deducted under pay-as-you-earn. The taxable benefit and the amount liable to Class 1 NICs if included in a brown box on the P11D is the net cash equivalent. Where an employee does pay anything towards the cost of the benefit provided, the timescale for making good should be reasonably short, if it's not immediate, through pay. HMRC guidance on making good car fuel in its Employment Income Manual, for example, says the following. In many instances, the making good required by the Employment Income Manual at 23780 is completed by the end of the tax year. But you will find cases where making good does not occur until after the end of the tax year. This may be where mileage records and repayments in the final months of the year take a little time to process. You can accept this as meeting the terms of the legislation, provided final settlement is made without reasonable delay. So let's remember that, without reasonable delay. One very important point to remember is that all expense payments and benefits in kind must be reported on a VAT-inclusive basis, irrespective of any amount that may have been recovered by the employer. The information reported on the P11Ds must be reported on a tax year end basis, so 6th of April to the 5th of April, or perhaps to the 31st of March if that's the accounting period. It cannot be based on accounting periods for most companies, which could be anywhere from the end of April through to the end of February, perhaps.